Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Fiqh 1. Book Shara'i'ul Islam, the Book of Tahara. Teacher Sayyid Ibn Abbas Naqwi. Lesson number 3.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa la'natu ala a'da'ihim ajma'in min al-ana ila qiyami yawm ad-din. So we were still talking about the kinds of waters. Before I tell you that we're not reading the book because we follow Al-Muhaqqiq Al-Hilli. This book which we're reading, we're going to learn what Al-Muhaqqiq Al-Hilli, the one who's written, the writer of this book, Shara'i Al-Islam, we're going to know about his views and his rules, what he has taken out from various proofs, from various adilla. We're not reading it because we follow him or we want to act according to these rules. We're not reading it because of this. That's not the reason that we are being taught in the Hawza, that we teach, or we're being taught Sharia in the Hawza. That's not the reason. The reason is to get aware of the fiqh of mutaqaddimeen, of those who were close to Asr al-Nas, who were close to the times of A'imma alayhim as-salam. Muhaqqiq al-Hilli, he's written this book around 400 years or 300 years after Asr al-Nas, after Ghaybat al-Kubra, after occultation of Sahib al-Amr. Ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja. So that's why we're reading this book, that so that we can get aware of what were their views about these ahkam, about these Islamic laws, how did they used to take out this Islamic laws from these ahadith and these riwayats and ayats. So that's the reason, so that we can get aware. So similarly, after this, when we finished Sharaya, we're going to read Lum'a. Al-Lum'at al-Dimashqiyya. That's not because we follow or we are the muqallid of Shaheed al-Awwal or al-Shaheed al-Thani, rahmatullahi alayhima. That's not the reason. But we want to get aware of how these fuqaha, these jurists, how they come up, they enter into a mas'ala, they enter into a point, and how do they deal with that thing, how do they extract that result, and how they leave that mas'ala. The way they enter into it, the way they start talking about that, and the way they discuss it, and the way they end up with a conclusion. We want to learn this. This is something that simultaneously it forms a mujtahid. Alright? So that's the reason we are reading this book. So maybe the laws, the rules he gives and different other in different parts of this book, it may differ from what Sayyid Sistani Hafadahullah says or Sayyid Sadiq al-Shirazi says. It may differ. Or to what Shaykh Wahid al-Khurasani says. It may differ. But we are not learning these books. We are not reading these books to teach, to follow these people, to follow the writers of this book. Alright? So we were talking about al-ma' al-mutlaq. Al-ma' al-mutlaq, which is pure water, he says, as far as dropping of, as far as this ma' al-mutlaq, it's coming in contact with a najis thing is concerned, it gets divided into three types of water it gets divided into. Alright, the first one was al-jari, al-ma' al-jari. Al-ma' al-jari, jari meaning flowing water, jari meaning running. Something that's jari, it's running. The flowing water is known as al-ma' al-jari. The second one was mahqoon, and the third one was bair. Bair, mahqoon meaning retained water, and bair meaning the well. So So what did he say? He said that amal jari, as far as jari is concerned, running water is concerned, فَلَا يُنَجَّسُ إِلَّا بِاسْتِيلَاءِ النَّجَاسَةِ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِ أَوْصَافِهِ. It does not get najis, it cannot become najis, unless the najis changes one of its attributes, one of its three attributes, its taste, smell, or color. If it changes it, it's going to get najis. And if it doesn't change, that najis thing which fell into it, if it didn't change its attribute, its qualities, these three things, the najis thing, it did not affect these three things, then it's gonna remain tahir. وَيَطْهَرُ. Okay, now if it becomes tahir, if it becomes najis, how can we make it tahir again? How can we make it pure again? He says, وَيَطْهَرُ بِكَثْرَةِ الْمَاءِ الطَّاهِرِ عَلَيْهِ مُتَدَافِعًا حَتَّى يَزُولُ تَغَيُّرُهُ. And he says that this ma'il الْمُطْلَقِ, this ma'il jari, which a najasa fell into it and it became najis, how can we pure it once again? How can we purify it once again? We can do that. We can make it tahir again by pouring into it abundant of pure water into it, and mutadafi'an, that means one after the other. We just keep on pouring it, keep on pouring huge amounts of pure water into it, so that the zawal, the change which came because of the najasa, it gets removed. Okay, now when the change gets removed, it's going to become tahir again. وَيَلْحَقُ بِحُكْمِهِ مَاءُ الْحَمَّامِ. مَاءُ الْحَمَّامِ, that means the bath water. The same hukum is for the bath water as well. إِذَا كَانَ لَهُ مَادَّ. When? He says, إِذَا كَانَ لَهُ مَادَّ. If it has a substance. مَادَّ meaning a substance. What does that substance mean? Meaning a source. If the bath water has got a source, has got a مَادَّ source, we call it in fiqh, مَادَّ, if it has a مَادَّ, then it's the same. The rule for the bath water is also the same, just like الْمَاءِ الْجَارِي. Then he says, وَلَوْ مَازَجَهُ طَاهِرٌ فَغَيَّرَهُ. And if it comes in contact with a tahir thing, with a pure thing, and that pure thing, it changes it. It changes this ma'il jari. It changes this running water. It gets changed by coming in contact with that pure thing. أَوْ تَغَيَّرَ مِنْ قِبَلِ نَفْسِ. Or the water, the flowing water, the running water, it gets changed by itself. It didn't come in contact with something which changed it. No, it didn't come in contact with such a thing. But it got changed by itself. So is it gonna remain tahir, or is it gonna become najis? He says, لَمْ يَخْرُجْ عَنْ كَوْنِهِ مُطَحِّرًا. It's gonna be tahir, and it can be used for making najis things tahir. That means we can purify different other things by this water. Alright, so it's not gonna become najis because it didn't come in contact with something which was najis. It came in contact with a pak thing, with a tahir thing, with a pure thing it came in contact with. And then we can purify other things by using this water. Then he says, ma dama itlaqu ism al-ma'i baqiyan alayh. As long as we can say that this is water, as we said in ma'il mutlaq. What do we say in ma'il mutlaq? What is ma'il mutlaq? How can we define it? That something which is called ma, which is known as water without an addition. We don't need to add something. We don't need to add saline water or salty water or some other thing. We don't need to add something. Without adding something, when it's said that this is water without an addition, this is known as ma'il mutlaq. He says, as long as you name it al-ma'il mutlaq, as long as you name it water, you can it can be used to purify other things. The second one, wa ammal mahqoon, the water which is retained. He says, fama kana minhu, this ma'il mahqoon, this retained water, it's either less than kur. What's kur? Kur is a quantity that when water comes to a measure, that when it comes in contact with with a najis that does not change. It's when it comes in contact with a najis, it does not get affected by the najis. All right, it's opposite of al-ma al-qalil. Qalil, we call it the water which is less than kor. Kor is something that it says al-Imam Salamullahi alayhi in a hadith. They say إذا بلغ الماء كرًا لم ينجسه شيء. When the water it exceeds the level of kor, it comes to a level of kor, it does not get affected by any najis thing. That means something which is najis, it cannot make this kor water najis. It cannot do that. All right. So this is kor. Now how can we measure kor? And nowadays they say 372 liters, 375 liters. Some of them say 380 liters. A few of them say 400 liters. But to measure it, the utensil, the place where that water has been kept, we can do that by measuring the span of a normal hand. If it's 3.5 span, its length and its width and its height, that means its depth, if it's 3.5, all three of them, 3.5, its length is 3.5, and then its breadth is 3.5, the utensil in which the water is kept. And the height, which is the depth of that utensil, if it's 3.5 span, then the water which is poured in it, and this is such kind of a utensil, is going to be known as kor. Is going to be called kor. He says, "Amma so mahqoon is of two types. Sometimes it's kor, and sometimes it's not kor. It's something else. It's less than kor. All right. Sometimes it's less than kor, and sometimes the water which is retained is kor." He says, "Fama kana minhu dun al kor, the mahqoon retained water which is less than kor, which is around 200 liters." Says فَإِنَّهُ يَنْجُسُ بِمُلَاقَاتِ النَّجَاسَ. This kind of water is known as qalil because it's not kor. Something which is less than kor is known as qalil. It means a small amount of water. So he says, if the ma'il mahqoon, the retained water, is less than kor, he says فَإِنَّهُ يَنْجُسُ بِمُلَاقَاتِ النَّجَاسَ. As soon as it comes in contact with a najis thing, it's going to become najis. Okay, now when it becomes najis, how can we make it tahir once again? He says وَيَطْهُرُ بِإِلْقَاءِ كُرٍ عَلَيْهِ فَمَا زَادَ دَفْعَةً. He says you can make that tahir, you can make that water which was less than kor, it became najis now. If you want to make it tahir, what you do is you take kor water and at once you pour that container containing kor water into that thing, into that ma'il qalil. You pour it into it. Now when you do that, at once you should do it. Now, not simultaneously or slowly. You should do it once, in a once. He says, daf'atan. وَلَا يَتُهُرُ بِإِتْمَامِهِ كُرًّا. And don't think that this water, if you make it kor, that means if it's 200 liters and it became najis, you add 200 more to it so that it becomes 400 liters and it becomes kor, it's going to become tahir. No, it's not going to become tahir. It's only going to be tahir when you pour 400 liters at once into that 200 liter. Right? So he says, وَلَا يَتَهُرُ بِإِطْمَامِهِ كُرًّا. If you make that complete kor, it's not going to become tahir. عَلَى الْأَظْهَرِ, that means sometimes fuqaha, the jurists, they say عَلَى الْأَظْهَرِ. The reason is that this hukum, that it cannot be made tahir, it cannot be purified by adding 200 more liters that it becomes kor. They say alal adhar, that means there is some other opinion as well. There is, that means maybe it can become tahir. But what I see from the riwayah, from the hadith, what I see and what I grab from the hadith, what I conclude from the hadith is this one, that it does not become tahir alal adhar, apparently. وَمَا كَانَ مِنْهُ كُرًّا فَصَاعِدًا and مَاءِ الْمَحْقُونَ, this retained water, if it's more than kur, if it's kur, or more than kur, kurran, if it's kur. فَصَاعِدًا, meaning it's if it's more than kur. He says, لَا يَنْجُسْ, it does not become najis. Okay, it does not become najis. إِلَّا أَن تُغَيِّرَ النَّجَاسَةُ أَحَدَ أَوْسَافِهِ, unless this najasa, which fell into that water, into that ma'il mahqoon, if it changes its one of those three attributes, it's gonna become najis. And if it does not change, it's not gonna become najis. The water is gonna remain tahir. Alright, so if we've got a huge container, 1,000 liters, 500 liters, and a drop of blood falls into it, in a way that the water, its color and its taste and its smell, all of them, they are the same. All right, they are the same, and they didn't change. So that water is gonna be tahir. It's not gonna be najis. It says لا ينجس إلا أن تغير النجاسة أحد أوصافه. It's not gonna become impure. It's not gonna become najis, unless that najasa, that najis thing, changes one of the three attributes, which are the taste and smell and the color. It says وَيَطْهُرُ. Okay, now when it becomes najis, now for example, it was kur, alright, it was 500 liters. The water, it was 500 liters. Now, 50 liters of blood fell into that. Alright, so it's eventually gonna change. Its color is gonna change. If 1 liter or 2 liters of blood fell into such a container, its color is gonna change, its taste is gonna change, and its smell is also gonna change. Alright, all three of these, or maybe the color only, it's gonna change. Now, if it changes, it's gonna become najis. Now, when it becomes najis, how can we make it tahir again? He says, وَيَطْهُرُ. You can make it tahir. It becomes tahir, it becomes pure once again. بِإِلْقَاءِ كُرٍ عَلَيْهِ فَكُرْ. It can be made pure by pouring into it kur, and then again kur. What does that mean? Kurun fakur. That means you keep on pouring kur water into it unless those characteristics, those three characteristics, they come to their original condition. That means unless you call that it's water and it's those three attributes have not changed. So till then, if you want to make that thing, if you want to make this 500 liter container which has 500 liters of water, and it changed because of falling of blood into it, because it came in contact with a large amount of blood, so its color got changed, for example. If you want to make a tahir, what do you want to do? What we should do is that we keep on pouring kur water into it as long as the attributes, it comes to its original position, original condition. He said, وَيَطْهُرُ بِإِلْقَاءِ كُرٍ عَلَيْهِ فَكُرْ. You keep on pouring cold water into it, حَتَّى يَزُولَ التَّغَيِّرُ, so that change, it gets removed. وَلَا يَطْهُرُ بِزَوَالِ التَّغَيُّرُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. And don't think that if now, for example, that 500 liter container, it's kept, and it was there for around 10 years, or 5 years, or 3, 4 years, and it changed by itself. The water came to its original situation, original condition. Is it going to become tahir? He says, no, it's not going to become tahir if it gets changed by its original, if it gets changed by itself. He says, وَلَا يَتَهُرُ بِزَوَالِ التَّغَيُّرُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. It does not get purified if the changes which were there in its attribute, if these changes, they are removed themselves, it's not gonna get tahir. وَلَا بِتَسْفِيقِ الرِّيَاهِ. And if not because of the blowing of the winds, because sometimes the wind, when it blows, it can change at times, for example, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, it can change, blowing of the winds, it can change the characteristics of that water, that it comes to its original condition. So he says, وَلَا بِتَصْفِيقِ الرِّيَاهِ, not by the blowing of the winds, it does not get. The only thing you do is, the only thing you can do is by keep on pouring cold water into it, unless it changes, it gets changed. Those changes, they get removed. It says وَلَا بِوَقُوءِ أَجْسَامِ الطَّاهِرَةِ فِيهِ تُزِيلُ عَنْهُ التَّغَيُّرِ. And it's not that you just drop a chemical substance into it, a small chemical thing, and you drop it into it, you put that in water so that it's change, it gets removed. You can't do that. Even if you do that, its change is gonna it's gonna come to its original condition, but it's not gonna become tahir. All right. So he says, "Wala yatahuru bizawal al-taghayyur min nafsihi." It's not gonna become tahir if it changes by itself. "Wala bitasfiq al-riya." It's not gonna get tahir if it changes. If the changes, that means it comes changing, meaning it coming to its original position, to its original condition. "Wala bitasfiq al-riya." Not by the blowing of the winds. If the winds blow and it comes to its original position, it's not gonna get tahir. Similarly, وَلَا بِوَقُوءِ أَجْسَامِ الطَّاهِرَةِ فِيهِ تُزِيلُ عَنْهُ التَّغَيُّرِ. By putting into some substances which are tahir into it, so that the تغير, the change which came after the falling of blood, it gets removed. It's not going to get tahir. So the only way is by pouring kur after kur into it. Okay. So what's kur? He says, وَالْكُرُّ ألف ومئة رتل بالعراقي. Ritl is a measure which they use to measure water or liquid substances by the use of it. Ritl, it was a measure, kind of a weight. So he says, الكر, كر equals 1,200 رتل عراقي. Now this رتل, we've got different kinds of ritl. We've got ritl araqi, we've got ritl madani, we've got ritl makki, and other different kinds of ritl. Alright, so they were all different. That means ritl araqi, it does not mean that all of them, they were equal. Araqi, madani, makki. Ratl Araqi, it was different to that of Madani. Madani was different to that of Makki. And similarly, Ratl Araqi, it's somewhat less than half a liter. Something less than half a liter. Ratl Araqi. So he says, Al-Kurru Alfu wa Mi'ata Ratlim Bil Araqi Ala Al-Azhar. Apparently, it's around 1,200 ritl. If you've got this much amount of water in a container, it's gonna be known as kur. This water is kur. أو ما كان كل واحد من طوله وعرضه وعمقه ثلاثة أشبار ونصفان. He says either you can measure kur by using ritl, that means 1,200 ritl, or you can do that ma kana, that means in a utensil, in a container, which is ma kana min tulihi, which is in its length, wa aradhihi, in its width, wa umqihi, and in its depth. He says thalathatu ashbarin wa nisf, it's 3.5 span, which is 3.5 span. They call shibr, ashbar is the jam for shibr. Shibr meaning a span, this much amount is known as a span, is known as a shibr. Alright, so if it's three and a half shibr, its length, its width, and its tool, all of them, 3.5, 3.5, 3.5, then it's the container. If you pour the container with water completely, the water is going to be kur. He says وَيَسْتَوِي فِي هَذَا الْحُكُمْ, and he says in this hukum, all are equal. What all are equal? He says مِيَاهُ الْغَدْرَانِ, the water which is in the lakes. وَالْحِيَاضِ, the water which is in small ponds and pools. This water is also the same. Its hukum is the same. وَالْعَوَانِي, and the water which is in the utensils, على الأظهار, again, على الأظهار, as far as the most important, the most exact of the opinions are concerned, it's this much. The hukum for them is the same. That means hukum for the lake, retained water which is in the lakes or in ponds and pools and the utensils, all of them, it's the same. So this was all regarding al-ma al-mahqoon. Now moving on to the third type, the third kind of ma al-mutlaq. He says, wa amma ma al-bir. Says now as far as the well water is concerned, fa innahu yanjusu bi taghayyurihi bin najasati ijma'an. He said there's a consensus among the Muslimin, among Muslims all around, all Muslims, that well water is gonna become najis if the najis thing which fell into it changes its awsaf, changes its attribute. وَهَلْ يَنْجُسُ بِالْمُلَاقَاتِ. Now, does that water, the well water, if it comes in contact with mulaqat, it does not get changed. It came in contact with a najis thing. Al-mulaqat meaning al-mulaqatu bin najis. If it comes in contact with al-mulaqat bin najis, is it does it become najis or not? He says fihi taraddudun. Here there are a lot of. That means I cannot fihi taraddudun. That means ulama, they differ in it, and they've got different rulings. They've got different rulings, and maybe this one, maybe yes, maybe no. He says wal adhar, and something that's according to the proofs is at tanjis wal adhar at tanjis. That means if it simply comes in contact, whether it does not change, maybe it's attributes do not change, but it came in contact with the najis. He says at tanjis. That means it's gonna become najis. Now, when it becomes najis, what should we do? He says wa tariqu tatheerihi. Now, the way of purifying it, bin nazhi jamiihi, is that you drain complete water which is in the well. Bin nazhi jamiihi, you empty that water. All water which is in the well, in waqa'a fiha muskirun aw quffa'un aw maniyun aw ahadu ad-dima'i ath-thalathati 'ala qawlin mashhur aw mata fiha ba'irun. He says the way of purifying it is that you empty the well completely by draining out all water in the well. When he says if in waqa'a fiha, if in waqa'a fiha muskirun, if an intoxicant falls into the well, then you should take its complete water out, and you should drain it out completely. Aw quffa, or beer. How many, or semen, if it falls into it, you should drain it completely. أو أحد الدماء الثلاثة, or one of the three bloods which are seen by a woman. That means حيض والنفاس والاستحاضة, menstruational blood and نفاس blood and استحاضة blood. If one of these three they fell into the well, you should drain that well completely, take all its water out of it. Ala qawlin mashhur, ala qawlin, as far as the views of mashhur is concerned. Mashhur meaning a large amount of ulama, a large amount of fuqaha, a large amount of scholars. Most of them, they say, it's according to their views, most of them. أو مات فيها بعير, or if a camel dies into it, a camel falls into that well and it dies into that well, in that well. He says you should take the complete water out. He says فَإِن تَعَذَّرَ إِسْتِعَابُ مَائِهَا, and if it's not possible to completely take the water out of the well. If it's not possible, what you do is you take four people, تراوح عليها أربعة رجال كل اثنين دفعة يوما إلى الليل. From the day till night, four people, two of them at once. That means you hired four people, two of them. They should empty that well because it's not possible to completely drain that well. He says, if it's not possible, then what you do is take two people and they continuously take water out of the well. Now, when they get tired, the other two. Similarly, when these two get tired, the other two, until when? He says, complete day. He says, من اليوم إلى الليل. For complete one day, till night. He says one should do that thing. If it's not possible to take all, to empty that well completely, he says, تراوح عليها أربعة رجال. Four men, they should work on that, on emptying that well. كل اثنين يوما إلى الليل. All of these two, يوما إلى الليل. From the day, a complete day till night, and then the other two, and this way. Now this way, the amount of water which they're gonna take out is gonna be it's gonna be all right, and then the well is gonna become tahir. And this is when you're not able to empty that well completely. But if it's possible of draining all of its water out, if it's possible, then one should do this. If it's not possible, then he should take four men should empty the well for a complete day till night, so that the well, it becomes tahir. Hada wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary, website www.imamsadiq.tv.